You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us from Day Weather to take a look at a really chilly forecast here in the Midwest and other parts of the nation. Can you tell me the kinds of temperatures we'll be having over the next couple of days and when we can expect to warm up?
Well, to answer your second question, when to expect to warm up, you're going to have to exercise some patience. While we are going to see temperatures moderate a little bit in about a week to 10 days, we're still going to be really struggling to get ourselves back into a temperature pattern anywhere close to normal as we head on into the last days of February and heading even into early March. The coldest temperatures that we're going to see are going to be coming here over the next 72 hours. Now, fortunately for where we're at, we're going to catch the western edge of the coldest air, but certainly temperatures down into the single digits. Some sub-zero temperatures are going to be possible, especially in the northern areas. The core of the coldest air will be centered over the Great Lakes, then into portions of western New England. We are going to be looking at possible record cold in those areas I just mentioned.
To what may we attribute this very cool weather?
Well, we have some of the same situation, conditions, weather patterns we had last year that favored the funneling of a lot of cold air into the nation. A lot of that has to do with a big area of warmer than normal water temperatures off the west coast stretching up to the Gulf of Alaska, which helps cause that jet stream to make big dips from the west coast into the nation's midsection. Basically, it just leaves the door open to cold from the Arctic and from Siberia to come into the United States.
Let's move to warmer climes. Did I read that Rio de Janeiro is in the midst of a drought?
Well, yeah, and they have been in a drought situation for quite a while. Of course, some of that drought situation is a little bit of water management, but they have been drier, although the forecast for Rio and the forecast for many areas of South America, including really all of Brazil, the forecast for precip looks pretty good here in the short term.
Your feeling about the growing regions there and the conditions they'll be harvesting their soybean crop, some first crop in Argentina, and then planting conditions for second crop in Brazil.
There's going to be an area where I think they're maybe looking at the crop suffering a little bit from dryness. That would definitely be in Argentina with the better growing conditions in Brazil. In terms of harvest conditions right now, going forward, looking into their going into their harvest, I don't see too many problems at the moment.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media here on the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, wishing you a very good afternoon. Find a way to stay warm and go check out our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org.